Virginia Bearden of the city's Housing and Neighborhood Programs Department sang the national anthem for fellow city administrators and community members who later heard from Stodola while seated inside the foyer of the new 12th Street Police Station. The mayor pointed to the new confines as one symbolic achievement of the last year.
It also represents making good on a commitment. A commitment to public safety, a commitment to place, a commitment to our midtown neighborhoods south of Interstate 630.
But amid a review of the city's achievements, Stodola also focused on violence in the city and the potential prevention thereof.
It has been said that in God we trust, but all others must bring data. And therein lies the challenge.
The city's crime rate as a whole is at its lowest point in the last 25 years, he said. But the data Stodola points to is the police department's recent analysis of juvenile violence in the city. Between 2010 and 2011, there was a marked increase in the number of juveniles involved in crimes, though the numbers have remained steady since 2011, he said, when more than 1,200 juveniles committed about 2,600 crimes.
The data tells us that this juvenile spike in crime is also comparable to the increase in school district incidents involving our Little Rock Police Department and our school resource officers.
Disturbances in school can often lead kids to juvenile court, an outcome, Stodola says, should be avoided through better training of the school resource officers.
We need to seek out new programs and best practices that can intervene and break these cycles. We need to focus on the issue of truancy.
He said 35% of juvenile crimes the department analyzed occurred during the school day. After the speech, Little Rock Police Chief Kenton Buckner echoed the mayor, saying that while truancy may be an issue, there are also too many arrests occurring in schools.
And I think some of that is some individuals need to be arrested. We want a safe environment for our kids to learn. But in some instances, I feel like that teachers are calling police when maybe it should be an administrative issue rather than when officers being called to that room. We're working with our principals to deal with that. They have a tough job. There's no easy answers to that.
Arrests made in schools struck local activist Cheryl Warden, who works with the Arkansas Community Dispute Resolution Center. She remarked on the mayor's address, saying authoritative figures in the schools are making too many premature judgments about the behavior they see.
Remember in the days we used to say, oh, they're fighting. Well, now it's called an assault. We do not need to criminalize activities or, let's say, offenses from children when they're on public school property.
While she advocates for decriminalizing the behavior of violent kids, Warden said they can also be taught how to resolve conflict peacefully, something she says her organization already does in after-school programs for a few dozen youths. But conflicts inside school are often fostered by life outside of school, as Ward 2 City Director Ken Richardson noted.
If you look at the schools that are not proficient, and you look at the neighborhoods that feed those schools, you'll certainly see some real disturbing demographic information. A number of households without vehicles, a number of certainly high percentage of children between the ages of 0 to 17 who live below the poverty rate.
Richardson, Stodola, and others tend to agree that poverty and the quality of neighborhood schools are linked. And Stodola remarked that now, especially with the conflict in light of the recent state takeover of the Little Rock School District, the community need not lose sight of the children. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.